Good morning, this is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Tuesday, May 31st. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were July corn down 5.25 cents at 7.72, July wheat down 29 cents at 11.28 and a half, and July beans up 0.75 cents at 17.33. We did not see any export sales here this morning. We'll get export inspections at 10 o'clock and crop progress tonight. Crop progress should show that American farmers have done a great job of getting the corn in the ground here. The big news overnight is that Putin over the weekend said he's willing to discuss options for the resumption of Ukrainian grain exports. That sent the wheat market and the corn market down here. I don't believe it for a minute that he's going to do it. He's made these comments before. He also said it's tied to the sanctions being lifted. I don't see any country in the mood to lift sanctions against Russia. So I think it's one of these things. Maybe he's trading it and looking to buy a breakout here. I just don't trust anything he says. In the meantime, Pakistan bought 2 million metric tons of wheat from Russia. They bought it via cash payment. So obviously Russia is still selling grain out here. Let's see what else we have. The weather. We're going to be cool and a little bit on the wet side here in the Midwest for the next 7 to 10 days. Certainly no hint of a major drought for the time being, but we'll have to see. Crude oil is up $4 a barrel at $119.06. It's a contract high here, and anybody who's thinking that inflation is waning, I think, is missing the boat out here. The bond market looks to open up, but well, right now it's trading down almost 2 points. It's down a 0.24. So certainly people are concerned about oil and inflation out here. The dollar's back up 72 ticks. We're back over 102, still way too high to expect that we'd see any real exports out here. Funds are still heavily long corn, beans, so that could play into account out here over the next couple of days. But overall, with the weather really not too bad, no real major threats out here, I think corn and wheat can give back some ground. But, once again, every time we have these good breaks in the market, it seems like the end users step up and buy the break. And that may be the case again here today. That's pretty much it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.